people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
She went up to a room and she sang a faithful tune. airplane time. Montana in the cold, cold fall. Found my father in the gambling hall.
Poems were written in 1956 in Randall Jarrell's house in Washington, D.C., when Randall Jarrell was poetry consultant of the Library of Congress. And when Randall Jarrell said a very strange thing to me, looking over my great unrejected, rejected manuscript of the Subterraneans, he said that it would be very popular. I don't think that he knew there was poetry in it. But the point of his saying that it was not, that it would be popular, was that the point that he was trying to make was that it would, that it had no poetry in it. Anyway, while I was sitting in his house, and he went out with Gregory and his wife, Randall Jarrell's wife, to Cleopatra's Needle to honor Robert Frost or some damn shit. I was left alone with Randall Jarrell and his two young daughters. I wrote Washington, D.C. Blues. Nobody knows the knowing that can't be known. But if they only knew, ooh, ooh, ooh. I wish everybody knew what I have known. It'd feel good this afternoon. And if Celtics was pronounced Celtics, our names would be Sarawak, Sar, Sassidy, and Sorso. When Gregory said, "I'm gonna write a letter to Hope," I said, "Write a poem to Hope." Editor's footnote: Hope is the name of Sura, a girl he always writes about called Sura. She calls herself Sura. Sura is a verse in Mohammedan liturgy. Her real name is Hope Savage, and she's from South Carolina. And they had a dog called Shotzi, and I wrote a poem. Shotzi is a Dachshund, whose name's Darling Treasure. Shotzi means Darling Treasure. Shotzi is a Dachshund, whose name's Darling Treasure. Can't run in the weeds, being too low. The fog on High Street shows the world is plain. Look, Buddha's here. That rocking chair. What a dream. Show us your face, Lord. Don't hide behind my hair. Come on, God, we're getting pooped. Mankind's wild vibrations like ants being stingy, stealing graves. Fame is putting down your friends to hear Chaplin sing, and they get even with you by sending Christmas coffins containing skeletons with red lips and detachable plastic tails. My mind is gorgeous, yours is glorious. Some minds are dry, even though the juice is kind the juice. Juice is always kind. Juice kind. Hidden unhappiness, America, watching your cute TV. Dealing with a mud bowl of a dreary newspapers with no news. Ah, son, don't stir in my mistress's loins till I say snap. And God's agreed to end the world. Then though bored, we'll have blank orgy, because ants and men don't look good, though the looking is relative and rocks can't see. But oh, my sweet son, don't move. Huh, please, God, snap your finger and stop the tourist world of culture fools. Let no pretty girls get fat, or thin girls die. Let not kind fathers cry because the laughter will die, or eager mothers laugh to show they get the joke, or even bleary, drowsy French Malays fools like Baudelaire me. Ah, Jesus sweet, I wish your crush had been made. The world is nuts. Horses put up with big hat cowboys. Egypt sneers at Mexico. Medieval louts hate Renaissance drives. Historians complain that Hindus don't care. Popular songs put down big Purcellian caroliers. And I, my name isn't Mona. This poem was written long before I met Mona, Eddie. Polio, Peanuts, Teenagers, The Wrench. Multiplicity so much. In New York, nobody cares. Nobody reads, looks, listens. All talk. A million eager long talks because of convenience, mutual interests, wallets. Snap. I don't want it. Because I ain't me. Philip Whalen, I love you. You're a poet. I think you have the poor method of telling the truth. Poorly is never tellable. Life and death are heaven. We're all in heaven now. Real when we are, real when we not are. Unreal when we live, unreal when we die. You wouldn't see the giant fish cat and the lesser cats if you didn't have five door and a 6 cents think door. A pussycat is roaring on the imaginary concrete. The concrete wall's imaginary. Same reason not imaginary. Reason, duality. Beware of concrete. My 5-1 father fancy lassies saved me from the grass of Sunnybrook Farm. When Noah's steamboat blew up at Plaster Falls, Ack, 1832. Everything is the same because nothing has two poles. That is, positive and negative, electrodes, and one thought versus the other make illusion show. So, gobble. The alchemists are murky. The alchemists act. The alchemists have a scientific child. The alchemists are sand. The alchemists of Israel watching stars. Ah, alchemists, natural, all's natural. Eat. And I am bored by the antique shoppies of High Street, Georgetown. So bloody cute I yearn for old Warsaw, or Orlovsky's St. Petersburg, Russia slums. I yearn for Lafcadio's Brooklyn accent. And the screams of the demented, soldier-chased Babylonians make me think. All will end, it's transitory dust. A little pain won't hurt no more. And then the golden eternity will prove nothing ever happened. So rest ye blissful citizens. Plaster. Bare possible Jerusalem. Hairy Herod. Strange kings. Newborn mad dogs. Sick. Lowering Toledo drew El Greco. Lump oil woman in the pass under pale railroads, Van Gogh, do rejoice. Gregory Gasoline, Jack Kerosene, Jacob Bomb, Red Rat, Black Bastard, Joel Bicycle, Noah Need, Alan Explosive, Gabrielle Dynamite, Tiger, Lynx Liver, Child Trap, Helen Weaver, Helene Adored, Lafcadio God, Mary Voice in the Night. Think you the Virgin Queen needs to bomb? Think you the Pope sore because of baby doll? Think you my cursed leg is near to Bethlehem? Think you I was a thief in Joyol in London? Think you shelter's no better than a misty tree? Think you a Christmas tree is worth $10? But think you, Sabuti, I think it's all a crock of shit. Think you the answer ever answers? Those who live to see? Ask the prayer. To Randall Jarrell. Dear Randall, sweet man. Heaven sing to you and wear my coat. And I'll wear yours, and we'll share graves in infinity, made of gold, behold, forever stellar, forever passing through. We'll see the angels hold, we'll see without haste, the star beholden, because we looked and talked. We'll, you and me, and everybody, forever be the same ecstasy. Behold, heads. To Neil Cassady. Dear Neil, before is lost that which is called Jack. Let Jack, by that name, and with this vial in hand, express his love of thee and every body, Neil. The fairy tale of God is sweet and seemly, and adore, adore, adore thy Lord God, Neil, Neil. Bless thy children, cribs, and bless thy foot, thrice broken, three times slashed. Bless thee, Neil, man, while art called Neil. Robert Giroux, presently the editor at Frau Strauss and Cudahy. You are a crafty Jesuit, Bob. You are a smart, intelligent, strange, rich editor of big houses. And you commuted with books like an eager Jersey boy, and married sadly as I marry, sadly, sadly marry. So go marry, sweet Giroux. Wert thou vinegar, I'd call you sweet, because I believe in you. I think you are the secret pope of America, and nightly bless us all. Foot, Adeline Foot, Vinegar Meal, Strange Docks, Fort, Flag of Bronx, Words of Color and of Care, Words of Hope, Words of Good, Seats, Seats in the Assembly, Programs, Bicycle Microphones, Cartoon Concerns, Foot, My Foot, Black Tube, Black Hair, Tick Tock, Go to the Toilet. Here are two poems. The first one was written carefully, and the second one carelessly. The first one was written carefully and revised to be a real rhyme. The second one was written about the same subject carelessly. So, number one, careful rhyme. Had the moth more care than a craftsman's hair? It would take so long to butterfly its song if the moth revised. Whoever heard of moth buttering its cloth with cankerous changes and cat fur manges? Whoever thought a moth would sit and reconsider the better way to troth an affiance so bitter? As evening's burlingaze upon this capillary maze sit and pester readers with magic pleaders, so doth the moth revise. Now the same thing done carelessly, spontaneously. Nobody knows the moth as well as I thought. I read a poem about the loom and found the baby full of IC. I think the quiet, gregarious Gregory held my piet in the lavatory. But as for me, I dig thee, O careless rhyme. O tick tick, who wants the rhyme? I want toilet paper in my hair. And so you see, the whole thing comes out, I think, better than the careful part there. Because poetry is not a careful thing. Poetry is lamb dust. Poetry is lamb dust. Gentlemen, I rest content in this exile. I have my own way. I love you all. Don't burn my ears. I will leave schools. Go into exile. I prophesy. Danilova's name ends in Ova, because she's a woman. Man. man of the Washington mist, one-eyed beard, singer of records, lover of old art, Beethoven. I love your house, Randall Jarrell. I'll be back with whiskey bottles and Ezra Pound. The end of Washington, D.C. blues.
About some nurses screwed while driving through Nebraska. When she came, she honked the horn, and Neil just barely missed a truck. And then he asked her if she'd like to come like that to California. You see, a redhead in a uniform will always get you horny. And we had the hairnet, and those white shoes, and a name tag in her hat. She drove like Andy Granatelli, knew how to fix a flat. And Jack was almost at the bottom of his MD 2020. Neil was yelling out the window, trying to buy some pennies from a Lincoln full of Mexicans. And the left rear tire blowed. And the sons of bitches put near who almost ran us off the road. And while the nurse had spilled the manischewitz all up and down her dress, and then she lit the map on fire, and Neil just had to guess. Should we try to find a bootleg route or a filling station open? The nurse was dumping out her purse and looking for an envelope. Jack was out of cigarettes, and as we crossed the yellow line, and the gas pumps like tombstones from here, and it felt lonelier than a parking lot when the last car pulls away, and the moonlight dressed the double-breasted foothills in the mirror, wearing out a negligee and a black brazier, and the mercury was running hot, we were almost out of gas. Just then, Florence Nightingale, she dropped her drawers and stuck her fat ass halfway out the window to a Wilson Pickett tune and shouted, "Get a load of this," and gave the finger to the moon. Scabble with that desire, scabble with thee, and down to Philadelphia, man. Got to mug my kill that down. Chug wise the board to your door. The counting one-eyed jacks whistling Dixie in the car, and he was doing Lisa 100 when we saw a falling star. And Florence wished that Neil would hold her instead of chewing on his cigar. Jack was nodding out and wishing he was in a bar with Charlie Parker on the bandstand, and not a worry in the world. And and a glass of beer in one hand and his arms around a girl. Neil was singing to the nurse underneath the Harlem moon. And somehow you could just tell we'll be in California soon. Open up your golden gates to California.
Thank you. slow sensation that he is levitating with she. I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing barefoot in midair. I spin. Some strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. Oh God, I fell for you.
Blood of our lips sweats in the dark like a face. The mystery of childbirth, childhood itself, grave visitations. What is it that caused us? Why must we pray screaming? Why must not death be redefined? We shut our eyes, we stretch out our arms, and we're on a pane of glass. An asphyxiation, a fix on anything. The line of life, the limb of the tree, the hands of he, and the promise that she is blessed among women.
Midnight alley. wrong. Cops in cars, the topless bars, never saw a woman.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Zo, the times they are changing. Bob Dylan. Cold, Rain and Snow, Grateful Dead, On the Road, Tom Waits, Washington DC Blues, Jack Kerouac, Jack and Neil, California, Here I Come, Tom Waits, Tomorrow Never Knows, The Beatles, Dancing Barefoot, The Patti Smith Group, LA Woman en Riders on the Storm, The Doors. En dat waren de muziekjes die u het afgelopen uur gehoord heeft. 2 uur Blues Radio, het zit er weer op. Alles in het teken van Jack Kerouac's roman On the Road. Toch nog even op weg in coronatijden. Het allerlaatste woord is aan de schrijver zelf. On the Road. Blijf gezond.
You hear me now? But anyway, tonight also I wrote a song called On the Road. I'm just rereading what I wrote all night. There are better things coming than what I wrote all night. Coming straight from the mind to the voice, with no hand intervening. Left New York, 1949, to go across the country without a dead blame dime. Montana in the cocoa fall, found my father in a gambling hall. Father, father, where have you been? Been with the world since his only 10. His son, he said, don't worry about me, I'm about to die of the blues. Across the Mississippi, across the Tennessee, across the Nile, Briar, home I'll never be. Home in Omadora, home in Turkey. Apalachicola, home I'll never be. Better off, worse, thick and thin, like being married to the little woman. God loved me just like I loved him. I want you to do the same just for him. Worms eat away, but the worry what's will win. The worms eat away, but the worry what's will win. So I left Montana an old freight train. The night my father died in the cold rain. Road to Opelousas,